When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what I know is that Erykah Badu has got to be on this album.
I don't know.
She got to be on this album because she playing too much. She playing too much. Like, I think they making it seem like she's really serious. I think she's just a bag of jokes and she playing. Talk about Jay-Z. You gonna let these people and these bees talk about me like this?
I think so. I think she's trolling. I feel like Megan's also trolling as well, because Megan had, like, put on her story, like, ooh, I can't wait to hear what this song is about. And it's like, girl, if you are on this damn album and you're just not saying shit, I respect it. I love that she dropped the track list, but also I hate it.
Why?
Because
she's, I just want you,
you don't know what you're looking at. Like, are the red songs and the blues interludes? Like,
let's see. Here.
What it is says, it? There's so much to
so
code.
It's designed like a Chitlin Circuit tour or
flyer.
Concert flyer, which is great. This is Cowboy Carter, March 29th, and the Rodeo Chitlin Circuit. Let's see these songs here. American Requiem. Protector, Bodyguard, Dolly Pete, Jolene. And we know that that's happening.
We know Jolene's on it.
And it also says Dolly Pete, so I think we know that's happening.
Is she on it or is she sampled?
Who knows?
You don't know. This lady is just
My Rose, Blackbird, Smoke Hour, featuring Willie Nelson. Beyonce and Willie Nelson? That's going to be some shit. 16 Carriages, Texas Hold'em, Daughter, Just Daughter. Oh, she's got a song about Blue or Rumi on there. Just for
Or maybe about herself.
Maybe about herself. Smoke Hour 2. They got Smoke Hour 2. Smoke Hour 1 was Willie Nelson. Smoke Hour 2, okay. Two Most Wanted or 11
they're,
Most Wanted?
They're saying that could be her and Gaga. There has been, like, little tiny hints. I believe that her and Gaga are going to be collabing. There's been little tiny hints that They're coming back.
Because apparently Gaga hated the telephone video. I don't know if you ever read that. She hated the telephone video. She loved it. Like, the song was great. But when she watches the video back, I thought it was great. The pussy wagon from Quentin Tarantino that they borrowed with the whole thing. But she hated the video. She always does not talk, reflect good on it. So hopefully they got together. Maybe they have a chance to make something
maybe
new again.
We don't know. I think Blackbird... It's rumored that that's a cover of, or maybe sampled, the Beatles song.
Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. So that's possibly a thing. Like, there's so many, like, we don't know. Shout out to Linda Martell. She has her possibly on the album, possibly paying homage. Linda Martell's still alive.
She's a black country singer.
We don't know.
Flamenco, Levi's Jeans, Oh Louisiana, Desert Eagle, River Dance, Amen, Sweet Honey, Bucking, Tyrant, Two Hands to Heaven. Brought to you by Country Radio Texas. You said on the last one it was called what?
Country Radio.
Country Radio. This is Country Radio. You said, what's the third one?
We don't know. I don't even want to listen. I don't want to hear about this anymore until tomorrow. Like, I've had, like, too many theories in my head about what I'm possibly going to be listening to that it's overwhelming. And when this track list came out, I was like, yeah, no, I can't right now. Like, so many possibilities came in my head. I was like, wait, this could be this. This could be that. There could be features that we don't even know. Like,
I keep hearing Miley Cyrus. I wouldn't be surprised, but I think there'd be other people she want to collab with before that.
I think she's collaborating with other black artists as well.
Yeah,
like,
did you say artists?
I did.
All right. You talk about why I'm talking about this. Yeah, you know, we don't know what to expect.
Anyways, I'm ready.
I'm here for it.
Oh my God.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's start the show.
I've been working all night. Now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Popping, popping on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need to hear you say my.
Welcome back to another episode of the On the Way podcast, where we give it to you straight. In this space, we won't say anything behind your back that we won't say to your face. We keep you up to date with the latest music, news, and everything related while you are on the way. I'm Sylvie.
And I'm Khalil.
And this is the On the Way podcast. You can listen to this podcast on your way down to the Texan Hold'em crowd. Listen to Beyonce's album. That's my On the Way.
You can listen to this podcast on your way down to Monday Night Raw and BK this Monday before WrestleMania next weekend to see one of your childhood heroes in person for the first time ever. If you smell...
I was just talking about this.
What the Rock is cooking. Do you know how long I've waited for?
But either way, anyway, this is the On the Way podcast. Black King, Khalil, how are you?
I watched Maxine's Baby on Amazon, the Tyler Perry story.
Did you like it?
Great documentary. Whether or not you agree with his work or not, great documentary. And I have tolerance for him. I have grace for him. There's a place for him. He's a church kid who followed through. And
right.
Look where he ended up. The biggest studio ever in right. Hollywood ever. Not just for a black person, ever.
Right.
And the way he did it, you know. I think that there's always room for anybody to grow, and I hope that he's open to it. But I have...
I've seen almost every Madea movie, so.
Like, it's okay. Yeah. I hope all y'all are so pissed at yourself for coming at that lady during her health time. Leave that lady alone. That the queen, what's her name, Princess Kate.
Oh, with their bad PR?
Listen. Y'all was all of, what's happening? Where is she? I don't know what's going on. That's all nice and all like that. That lady had cancer the whole time. I hope y'all feel like shit. Leave that lady alone. And then X-Men 97. I love a Disney Plus series. Great job. How are you?
I'm feeling real great. Blessed. Happy to be here. Happy to be alive in this space. Shows that I've been catching up on. I've been crying like a little baby to This Is Us. Sorry. Once I start a show, I binge it, like, and I'm gonna finish everything. That's why I haven't started like shows like Grey's Anatomy, because
how many seasons of this show is there?
There's six, so I can do that.
And what season are you on?
Five.
You're sick.
And I started last week.
What?
Diabolical.
You're sick.
But I tell you, I'll be watching it. Shower time, I'm watching it. Driving, I'm watching it. Anyways,
driving is crazy. You're sick.
Driving is crazy because I'm not watching it actually with my eyes.
Just
duh.
Listening to it.
Of course.
You're missing so much.
Not really. I could run it back. I read lights.
What?
In other news. It's been a really great week for me so far. I've just been changing up my eating regimen, so I've been feeling really different. And feeling even better than before. And yeah, that's just pretty much my update. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's get into the weekly playlist. It's the weekly playlist, my
friend. Y'all better get up. Y'all better get into this playlist. Weekly playlist.
To keep up with our weekly playlist, follow us on Instagram at On the Way Weekly. We release it every week. This week we've got Tyla by Tyla, We Don't Trust You by Metro Boomin and Future, No More Lonely Nights EP by Black, and Heavy by Sir.
This week for my first project, I had Tyla, the self-titled album by Tyla, who is from Johannesburg, South Africa. This is her first album. Some of the producers on here were C Beats, Sammy Soso, Ryo, Alex Lustig, Believe, P2J, Krister, Lou, Daddy J, and Manana. Some of the features on here were Kelvin Momo, Tease, Skilly Bang, Becky G, and Travis Scott. When I first saw Tyla, it was during the pandemic in 2020, and she popped up on my IG. And I just loved her vibe. I loved her vibe, so I gave her a follow. And she gave me like Aaliyah Afrobeat princess kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. So to see her rise from there and then sign with Epic in 2021, I think she's just really positioned right now, like wherever Afrobeats are, wherever we are, to have already, they've already been crossing over, and I'm just a huge supporter of hers. I know that they done had, see, they done had the Becky G's and the, well, the Carol G's and the Carol R's and the Anita's. They all been out here, and I've been a fan because they all sing, the singing girls, the new singing young ladies. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think that's great, but I'm like, where is the black one at? Where is she at? And I think now it's safe to say we definitely found her. Tems, and don't get me wrong, Tems has been out here. She's been setting this shit on fire. DeVito been setting it on fire. Burna Boy been setting it on fire. But I think that she's about to make a major, major move. I'm a Piano, she came, which is the fusion of hip-hop and Afrobeats, jazz, Kwato music. She came and really brought this shit to the forefront, I think, with this album. Safer is the second song on the project. It gives you like this tribal cry with different voices. And you can hear the harmonies talking about how it's safer to run away from someone. And like she's talking about her ex. I think that it's beautiful. Water's the next song. That song never gets old. Mm-hmm. Every single time I hear it, it's still like new. Number One featuring Tems was a whole vibe. So much so, I was fighting between like, should I use that song or the other song that I'm going to choose to feature this week. Jump and On My Body, these are great examples of like, I just want to see her just to see what the dance routines would be like. And then To Last, that's like the perfect combination of Afrobeats and house. But my favorite thing on this project was On and On. That shit is so smooth. No pun intended. It sounds like Afrobeats mixed with like some Puff Daddy with like a Brandy vocal. And I love that joint. I'm here for Tyler. Party like it's 95. I just wanna dance all night, yeah. You know that I like it like that. Let's take it back in time when the parties were like 95. I just wanna dance all night, yeah. Tell them turn the lights out. Let the party go on all night long. We can go on and on. Let's make the party go on. Can go on and on, on and I'm not going home. For my first project this week, I had We Don't Trust You by Future and Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin's a producer and record executive from Missouri, and Future's a rapper and singer and songwriter from Atlanta. So we reviewed Metro's last studio album, Heroes and Villains, back at the end of 2022. I can't believe it's been that long. And this is Future's second collaborative album. His last one was Pluto and Baby Pluto with Lil Uzi back in 2020. So I was going to review this album alone based off of the fact that it's Metro Boomin. He's one of my favorite producers. I feel like he has his own formula that just works for him. And the samples that he uses, like his form of production, like I fuck with it. I fuck with his whole aesthetic and everything. And then Future, he's not one of my favorite rappers. I listen to his music, but sometimes it just comes on. Like, it's whatever to me. I'm not a really big Future fan. But, you know, it's music. But I knew that a collab with him and Metro Boomin was going to take it to the top. So I had a few favorites off of this album. Claustrophobic, Magic, Don Juan, and Cinderella was one of my favorite songs. I feel like those are songs when I played it, I was like, okay, this is really, really good. I also enjoyed Young Metro with The Weeknd, which I keep forgetting. I don't know why I keep forgetting about The Weeknd, but I enjoyed Young Metro. I also enjoyed Type Shit with Travis Scott and Playboi Carti. I feel like that was a great song. So when I first listened to this album on Apple Music, you couldn't see like who was featured, but I kept on hearing like, oh, you gotta play Like That, play Like That, play Like That. From the moment I pressed play on the song Like That, I was like, oh, this shit is hot. And it goes in and Future has his verse, and then verse 2 is Kendrick Lamar, and I was like, oh, you already got me, because that's one of my favorite lyricists.
I think that's my favorite song on the project.
Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit, no 40 water, tell them. Yeah, yeah, get up with me, fuck sneak this, and first person shooter, I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap, this Melly Mel if I had to, got two T's with me, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga, boom. I'm really like that, and your best work is a light pack, nigga, Prince, I live my jack, nigga.
A lot of sneak dissing in Kendrick's verse, but it's really, 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 really good. All in all, I feel like it was a good project. I feel like because it has Metro Boomin on it is why I like listen to it and I don't like hate it. But yeah, it was cool.
Now they saying that you and we don't trust you is
Drake.
Now allegedly. I just want to know why are all the rappers turning on Drake now? What happened? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't really know the inside of the beef. It could be real beef. It could be just stuff for publicity.
All right.
I feel like on Drake's last project, he was subbing somebody. And I'm like, who is he subbing? Mm. Now I'm reading that he was possibly subbing Kendrick. I feel like they're probably going back and forth for years with their whole beef that's going on since people have been calling them the big three, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. So I don't know. I'm going to always rock with Kendrick regardless.
I always thought it was fucked up they left Big Sean out of that.
Okay.
This week for my second project, I had No More Lonely Nights, the acoustic EP by Six Lack, who's from Atlanta, Georgia. And the producers on here, his name was Alex Goldblatt. The thing was, these were three songs from his previous project, Since I Have a Lover, mm-hmm. that were converted into acoustic songs. These three songs, In Woodhill Park, Since I Have a Lover, and Rent Free, they already lent themselves on the original project to be like kind of punk or alternative mm-hmm. rock kind of song. So to hear them stripped down like this in the acoustic style was really cool.
I love acoustic versions.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one was definitely In Woodhill Park.
These bitches only trying to fuck the vibe up. Dazed and I'm under pressure. Embracing the highs and lows. It's hard but I keep it alive. Never been one to let go. Nights might keep me up cause life ain't no walk in a park, but you know. Just leap into love, wanna walk. The color's starting to feel real vibrant. Remember it was all black and white. I'm nothing like I was when I first dropped, cause I would hate to do the same.
For my second project this week, I had Heavy by Sir. He's a singer and songwriter from Inglewood, California, who signed to Top Dog Entertainment. Sir comes from a musical family. Some are featured even on this album as background vocalist. And his brother is, as people know, rapper D Smoke. Sir released his debut album, Seven Sundays, back in 2015. His second album, November in 2018, which is kind of around the time that I heard of him. And his third album, the following year, Chasing Summer, which has been on heavy rotation ever since. I was a little bit skeptical about pressing play on this because I was like, I held Chasing Summer like such a high caliber. So I was like, yo, if I'm going to get disappointed by this, I'm going to be so upset. But I was not. Heavy has features from Ty Dolla $ign, Anderson .Paak, Absol, Isaiah Rashad, and Scribbs Riley. So there isn't any song that I don't like off this project. I was already interested when he dropped the singles Nothing Even Matters, Satisfaction, and No Evil. But listening to this in its entirety took me there. Lyrically, Six Whole Days, Only Human. It's those songs are just a few that I really, 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 really love. Poetry in Motion and You are a bit more upbeat, but they're definitely songs dedicated to somebody special, which I really admire about that. I play Karma almost every single day, and I feel like that song will never get old to me. But Heavy, the title track.
What did it do to you?
It's so deep. Like, to hear the background of this, to hear the fact that Sir went through his rehab, he went through his mental health issues, he went through so many levels in the process of creating this album, and before this project even came out, he was real skeptical, felt his insecurities about even releasing this project. To know the background and then to hear Heavy, amazing.
Oh, I've been killing myself softly. Waking up, remembering I'm losing sleep over dreams that were coming true. Oh, I've been killing myself softly. Lost my mind completely. I really hope I can find my way back to you. Some days I'm just fine.
This week for our honorable mentions, we had the album For Your Consideration by Empress Of.
And the single Precision by Big Sean.
Boy. Hey, shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, hitting her spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man. Shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed, like, hey. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision, like, hey. Shooting my shot, like, hey. Hit the red dot, like, hey. Finger on the trigger, like, hey, 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 hey. Grandma was in it, auntie was in it, hey. Mama had triple A. I wasn't scared to crash anyone anyway. I ride a shoddy while bro had.
And now it's time for
music news.
All right, Khalil, what happened this week, child?
Lord, please just don't let Mary J. Blige or T.D. Jakes have anything to do with it, Lord.
Oh,
please, Father, just keep them away.
Have you ever been swallowed?
Shut up! Shut up!
Have you ever been swallowed?
You shut up. You leave the good bishop out of this. So, on Monday, Sean Diddy Combs, he was headed away on spring break with his daughters on a spring break trip.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the airport about to head out when the feds raided several of his homes, and specifically his home in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Homeland Security at the same time.
Homeland Security raided his homes. His public whereabouts are still not known. But when they raided his house, they searched all his electronics, all his televisions, computers, raided all the cabinets for all his electronics. Basically, after the civil lawsuit of allegations were brought against him for sex trafficking and sex abuse that happened earlier this fall or last fall. And because of that, now they've opened a federal investigation into him. However, what they have not done is set a bail hearing or placed him under arrest. So
right.
Therefore, that has no restriction under his traveling. So he's not like, you know, on the run or
He's not
like that. They haven't arrested him. They just raided his house.
Mm-hmm. And he just wasn't home at the time.
Right. But his kids were home.
Yep.
His employees were home.
Yep.
That was, I'm sure that was disturbing to see. Producer Lil Rod accused him of sexual assault, and he believes that he says that Diddy was grooming him to pass off to his friends like Cuba Gooding Jr.
Insane.
Diddy's lawyer said that this was a gross use of military force paired with the media, you know, just how the media knew to show up at the same time, which makes it look like a witch hunt. Now, whenever you say witch hunt, it makes you think about Trump. He really took over that shit. So witch hunt. And this shit is crazy. There was a psychic who said some shit like this was going to happen last year. I don't be believing in them soothsayers,
God.
But they, some, you know, they be soothing for a reason sometime. And then Cat Williams said at the beginning of January, he said all this shit was up in 2024.
Cat did drop an interview saying some shit like that, and then boom.
Listen.
There's so much.
Listen,
I feel like every week there's something that comes out about Diddy just bringing light, like even the court documents that got released earlier today that's involving Young Miami and things of that nature. This is so much. I feel bad for the children who are innocently not involved with anything illegal that's going on or allegedly that have been going on, and that they have to experience this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, like his daughters.
They've been through enough.
Yeah.
Been through enough.
I just feel like there's so much. I feel like it's like a moment of what's next, you know, like, is there going to be an arrest? Is there going to be actual, like, evidence that proves this, that seals the deal?
I think the thing is, if there's not, and if there's nothing that comes from this, then I would like for that part to be just as loud as all of this is right now as well. If, you know, if it turns out like that. But I mean, we'll see. What I think we have to be careful of, like, it's one thing to go under the ringer. It's one thing to go be black and go under the ringer, because you have to get it from the world and then also from your own people.
Right.
And we're harder on us than anybody. Mm-hmm. And so niggas was always like, look, he's on the run. He took his plane. He flew out. He blew to Bermuda. He's running away. It's like, none of that happened. Everybody just take a minute. They raided his house. Yes, that looks crazy, but he wasn't arrested. 50's like, they don't do that unless they have a case already, which, you know,
I feel like something is possibly getting brewed up.
Something might be.
To involve Homeland Security and to quote unquote waste their time.
Something might be. I've heard conspiracy theories about, you know, he stopped working with remember he sued the company he was working with the alcohol with. It's like them white people.
So now they're turning on him.
They're gonna make an example out of you. Listen.
I also feel like, I don't even want to say it, but if you do right in the world, that comes back to you. If along the lines you haven't done right with something, karma coming. So I'm not saying that this could be that, but I don't know. It's starting to piece up and look like karma coming.
We'll see what happens. I don't know nothing.
But I don't know anything. And I'm also not defending or anything like that, because
if there is
actual sexual sex trafficking,
then you gotta call that.
Then you need to fucking go to jail. You need to go to prison, son. I have to file. Where the fuck is?
But then there's, but there's also though this. There's that, but then I also think about, like, how much are we complicit in these kind of things now too? Because now we're in a place where we're in like this post Me Too era, and I always said, if they came for the movie people, the white people like that, it's a matter of time before they come for hip-hop. If Hollywood got stories, you know hip-hop got stories. If hip-hop got stories, you know rock and roll got stories.
Yeah, take them all down.
So I'm saying, if you're coming for people like that, my thing is, how much are we complicit in that, in the 90s, in the time when this was all popping, the things that he's being accused for, like sexual abuse, the trafficking, I don't know, how many lyrics did we listen to where he was talking about, several rappers at this time talking about this shit, and we just glorifying it and loving it up too. Mm-hmm. Or notice, and just like sometimes you could listen to rap and you know that shit is crazy, but you don't care.
Right.
You turn that shit up and you'd be like, that shit is fire.
Right.
How much do we normalize any of this, and how much are we complicit now years later? And be like, oh no, get him out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's a different time now, and not that these things shouldn't be, justice shouldn't be, you know, done, but what part do we play in it?
In other news, we found out that a judge has set a date for the trial of the murder of the rapper Pop Smoke, which is crazy. I still can't believe he passed away in January of 2020. Mm. I feel like that opened up like a portal of like some shit's gonna happen this year. Mm. It was Pop, it was Kobe, COVID. Like, it was, like, all the domino effect.
Pop passed away before Kobe? Dang.
Mm-hmm. It was Pop, Kobe, COVID. So.
Yeah, it's on a three-month period.
Corey Walker is the only defendant charged as an adult. He was 19 years old at the time. He pleaded not guilty to one count of murder and three counts of related to home robbery that took place at Pop Smoke's Hollywood Hills rental home at the time. The trial is set to begin on June 25th in L.A. And we'll just see. This is unfortunate. It's unfortunate for several reasons. It's unfortunate because, like, someone so young, to now you're on trial for murder and home robbery and take another person's life. Like,
was it worth it?
Was it? And a promising rapper who had a promising, really promising career, like Pop Smoke was really at the top. You couldn't like really miss his music anywhere. But either way, I hope justice is brought to his family because he didn't deserve that.
On the way, listeners, do you think millennials and generations closer are complicit in normalizing this sexual, in normalizing sexual explicit behavior that now has consequences? And if so, in what ways?
Tweet us at On The Way Weekly and let us know.
We're gonna go.
And we'll be right back.
Just to take it slow. Working all night and now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Poppin', poppin' on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need to hear you.
We're back and it's time to get into
The Blackness.
Don't touch my head.
It's just me against the world.
Who taught you to hate your family?
The Blackness. Keep on.
Here we talk about the world, i.e. black political and social issues, as we see them through our point of view. What's going on this week, Khalil?
Like I said, bridges just collapsing.
Crazy.
So apparently there was a ship. It was about 1:30 in the morning on Sunday night, or was it Sunday night or Monday?
It was Monday night.
Monday night. So we woke up on Tuesday morning to some crazy news that happened on Monday night at 1:30 in the morning. A ship was traveling, a cargo ship was traveling. So you watch the video, looks like the ship is traveling at a really fast pace actually. And then the power cuts out and then they can't steer it. And then the power cuts back on. But right before it comes back on, there's this big plume of black smoke that comes out of the cargo trailer, which is not usual, I guess. Then it cuts back on, and they try to steer it out of the way, but then they end up steering it right into the direction of the foundation of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Then the power cuts off, and then the boat goes right into the bridge. Insane. And then you see the whole bridge collapse into the water like it's something from... It's something I was building with Thomas and the Train Engines. Like, right. It just collapsed like something I would build.
Something you'd see on Final Destination.
Luckily, what happened was they got a Mayday alert out to the people who were working the bridge to let them know not to let any more cars come through. So, and it was at 1:30 in the morning, which is a silver lining. However, the construction workers are believed to be the only people who were filling potholes that night who fell into the water.
In turn.
They recovered 2. 6 people are still missing, which is crazy. New fear unlocked. Have you seen Leave the World Behind?
Yes.
Cha! Oh!
Something like this would happen if, like, it does make sense. If a bridge, if a boat, collides into a bridge, yeah, that would make sense.
They say that the bridge was, or that the foundation is meant to withstand, like, if a ship does something like that. Obviously not.
No, I don't.
It makes
think
me
so.
Think of the Chesapeake Bridge, Bay Bridge down there when I'm coming home from time from Maryland. I hate that bridge. It's so close to the water. Oh, it's and it so stretches for so long. You just be in the water. Only thing holding you up is this bridge. Like, if something goes out, it's a wrap. We're all going in this water. I hate that bridge. But also apparently, somebody wrote about what the mayor's response to what was going on in D.C. in Baltimore, and Mayor Brandon M. Scott. They addressed him as the DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Number one, this is so problematic because he won with 70% of the vote in Baltimore.
Thank you.
There was no DEI anything about him becoming the mayor. He won the majority vote.
Thank you.
And it's just a new way for y'all to say the N-word instead of Thank saying you. What you really want to say.
Thank you.
Watch it.
The new colored mayor.
Your racism is showing. It's popping
just
out.
Just loud.
But it's not even like it was his fault.
just loud and wrong. Like, y'all are
strong,
like,
and wrong.
It's just, it's unfortunate. Unfortunate all around.
He's a young black man, too. And so, of course, anytime somebody can make an example out of him, they will. But, you know, fuck out of here. Listen, prayers to anybody traveling anywhere, anytime soon. Prayers to their family. You know, those families of those people, what a horrible way to go, just doing your job. And, you know, it really reminds you how many people are out here in America doing just jobs, that necessary jobs that need to get done, that people don't think about, that are annoyances to us when we're driving in the middle of the night. Like, oh, why are they doing construction?
It's are they doing this at this time? Right, it's like, yeah, it's helpful, actually. Right. Praise to them. This week's my queen spotlight. I want to shine a beautiful light on this queen. Her name is Josephine Wright. So, Josephine Wright, she was a Hilton Head Island resident. She died earlier this year at the age of 94, but she spent her last days fighting to protect her family's ancestral Southern California home from being taken by developers. Now, 2 months after her death, Wright's fight is finally over. Bailey Point Investment, the construction company that was vying for her land, has settled with the Wright's family members after it initially sued for ownership early last year. So, Wright's story of an elderly woman pushing back against a Dickinson development company captivated national audiences and spurred an outcry from people such as Tyler Perry, who promised to build Wright a new house on the property, and Snoop Dogg and Kyrie Irving, who donated $10,000 and $40,000 respectively. Her GoFundMe was also reached to over $350,000. But now they settled, and her family will get to own that property. I wanted to bring light to this because shout out to this black queen for several reasons. One, for basically taking what's hers and still fighting the fight even into her last days. And two, for finally getting the justice. And I know she's smiling from heaven. So
let me tell you, I was thinking about this. I'm going to start doing stand-up. I was thinking about doing some skits. I got some things that I could write up. I got some things that's coming. I know y'all excited about this Juneteenth that's coming up in a couple months. I was already thinking about it. Let me just tell y'all right now. This is what I was thinking about. Juneteenth without reparations is crazy. Okay? You freeing us and then not giving us any kind of money or land to go with it and just having a party is crazy. Okay, so you fight, sister. You get all the land you supposed to have. I'm all for black folks having. I know that's what I'm saying. You fight till you not. You fight your final fights even when you're not here no more.
Exactly.
I'm all for black people. I'm all for black people having any kind of party. Like, we want to have a party to celebrate us. I'm fine. I love it. When the government want to start throwing us parties, that's when I start looking at you a little sideways and say, okay, you want to throw me a party? What up? Where's the party fee that's supposed to go into putting on this party?
Exactly. I agree. Right. On the way, listeners, with the recent events surrounding Boeing and the bridge collapsing in Baltimore, what are your thoughts about traveling in America?
Tweet us an On the Way Weekly and let us know.
We're going to go.
And we'll be right back.
I don't need nobody else. Ooh, you got me on the way. Yearning for your loving, baby. I need that every day. Cause you know this ain't made for nobody but you. You. You don't need nobody else. Is you trying to see me later? Sending pictures from my phone and flooding up your day with face. Cause I don't be waiting for nobody but you. Baby, now look what you started. You got me laying straight back with my legs in the air while my back is so arched.
It's a wrap. It's time to get out of here, but not before we leave you with some encouragement. Once again, you can find our quotes on our Twitter at On The Way Weekly every Monday for some motivation. This week, our quote says,
at the end of the day gotta end.
No!
So I got that quote from Glorilla.
Glorilla! No!
That quote's amazing. What are you talking about? That quote's amazing. And I feel like if she's not the first person that ever said that.
Laura Coates was not ready for that shit.
At the end of the day gotta end. I was like, that's genius. Hold on.
So how do you feel about Kamala Harris and President Biden? Do you think that they're going to win? How do you feel about their voting chances? Listen, I don't really get into all of that. But all I know is
at the end of the day, the day got to end. And I said, genius. Genius. But I love that it was so simple. but amazing. Because it's the truth. It's the truth.
And what does that mean to you?
To me, it means like, look, everything that we're dealing with, it's until the clock strikes 12. After that, it's already tomorrow. I was going to say another Glorilla, like, you know, lyric off of the song Tomorrow, but I'm going to hold back maybe next week. Maybe next week. I love that girl. Have some
cowboy card.
I love that her. I love that girl so much.
I love Glorilla too. And shout out to her for opening for Meg Thee Stallion on her new tour that's coming up.
Yes. Oh my God.
I think that when I think about this quote, if I have to think about it, I think it just, like, similar to what you're saying, just puts things into perspective. All the little things that you deal with throughout the mm-hmm. day that stress you out are not really worth it, because at the end of the day,
the day gotta end. And that's why I love tomorrow. See, I said it.
And that's why I love tomorrow.
I said it.
Well, if you're looking for me, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at KAHLILXDANIEL, on the Facebook at facebook.com/KXDmusic. You can find all my music streaming on the Apple, the Tidal, the Spotify, Amazon, SoundCloud, anywhere that you download or stream music, and everything on my website at KhalilDaniel.com.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter, mainly at Sylvie Jones, SylveeJones.
And for everything else you heard today, you can find us on our website at instinctent.com/ontheway and mochapodcastsnetwork.com/ontheway, as well as our Facebook, facebook.com/ontthewaypod.
And if you love what you hear, please make sure to like, subscribe, and share an episode. We are streaming on all platforms that are streaming podcasts, such as Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Google Play. Whatever you listen to right now, just share an episode.
You can also find us on the YouTube and on the TikTok and the Instagram. You can watch us too. This weekend, though, don't bother me. Don't bother her neither. We probably only gonna be bothering each other.
Because we will be down at Country Radio.
I just remember, do you recognize that we're getting a proper, like, when's the last time we got a proper Beyonce, like, roll out in the sense of, okay, here's the date that it's coming out, and here's the track listing, and here's
we didn't get a track listing 2 years ago.
And here's the theme, and here's some visuals, and here's a song. Here's two songs. Well, we did get Break My Soul before. This has kind of been like more of a traditional Beyonce run than any other time before. You hoes better be good.
Can't wait.
See you later. See you soon, Cowboy Carter.
Howdy.
Yeah, yeah, we stress, we grind, one time, three times, you time, me time, we time, we roll, three time, rewind, late night, be mine, yeah, and you know that's for sure, I cleared the schedule, so you know that's a goal.